Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. It is Friday night. It is the 18th of February. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig. How are you today?
I'm just kind of tired today. I'm just kind of worn out from doing nothing.
Well, we've kind of been really not doing nothing because we've been sort of going back and forth with Ukraine, with elections there and whatnot.
You know, we should give people a quick programming note for tonight. We're only doing 30 minutes tonight, a single segment, because we're trying to sort this Ukraine mess out. We're looking at different sources, and we're trying to kind of fish through all the stuff that's going on, all the stuff we're hearing, stuff that's coming from other sources overseas, stuff that's coming from Ukraine, stuff that's coming from Europe, stuff that's coming from the UK. You know, we're trying to sort this out and find out what's real and what's not.
Yeah, and we're finding out, very sadly, more and more, that our news sources are not really reporting all the truth. They're selectively picking out things and reporting on it instead of getting their sources directly from Ukraine.
Well, and I got to tell you, even Fox News, it's hard to tell where they're getting some of their information, but, you know, they're saying that things are shaping up for an invasion, but I will give them credit. Fox News does say Biden says things are shaping up for an invasion. But now even some of the European sources are saying it's starting to look like there might be an invasion soon. But Biden came out today and gave a short update on the Ukraine situation, for whatever that's worth, and he said he's convinced they're ready to invade.
I'm not convinced of that, because I'm getting some information directly from the Ukraine, and in one of their major newspapers, in fact, the major newspaper, they said that Putin is going to be overseeing Russian strategic missile drills. But this is all basically a missile drill, sort of to shake up the world in two senses. One, we know he wants Ukraine back. We know that. But his main thing is to keep Ukraine out of NATO, because Ukraine is sort of the bloc between the West and the East. They don't have Ukraine. However, he still has close ties with Belarus and the Stan countries and Krakistan, as you call them.
But Krakistan.
Ukraine is a little too close for comfort. So he's saber-rattling and whatever. What they're not saying is that last March, Putin did almost the same thing, and our news ignored it completely.
Yeah, it was blanked out. Now, here's something that, I mean, there's no way that we're ever going to know, but I think maybe Putin read our article on the whole Ukraine thing a week and a half ago. And I'll tell you why. You, Diane, in that article, we co-wrote the article, but part of what you wrote, you dealt with Russian troops not being in battle formation. Well, now They're saying about half the troops are in battle formation. And I kind of think maybe Pooty read the article and thought, you know what? She makes a good point. I'm going to start moving some of my stuff around.
Well, you know, it's what's very sad about all of this. Here it is today, Biden in his quite comical news conference, because he could read off a teleprompter, but he can't answer a direct question from a reporter. He stumbles over his words and looks like he's ready to keel over. What really was surprising to me about this is, number one, he finally said, I, meaning him, I believe Russia is going to invade Ukraine.
Right.
Now, was that the go-ahead for Putin to do his minor incursion that Biden already gave him permission to? And the other thing is, you notice he kept saying, or he said it at least once, he might have said it in a different way, but he did say, number one, we're sending $1 billion over there to help Ukraine secure their border. Hello, Joe. You know, we got an invasion here at our own border. And number two, he made it clear we will defend our NATO allies.
And that's key.
What I'm always forgetting is Ukraine is not part of the NATO.
Right. You know, and he said we, but he also said we will defend the Ukrainian people, but he did not say how.
Correct. Well, he did another $1 billion for weapons. It's almost like Biden wants a war, and there's a good reason for that. If there's a war over there, and in no way would it ever be an atomic war, but if there's a war over there, everybody will be focused there. We'll forget all about COVID. We'll forget all about the mandates. We'll forget all about the midterms and what an ass Biden is.
Well, he hopes that would be the case.
I mean, look who he's sending to try to broker peace. Kamala Harris
is on her way
to Germany as we speak.
Yeah, can I make a couple of points about that?
Sure.
Okay, look, here's the deal, right? Like you say, he's sending Kamala Harris over there. She's going to Germany. She's going to be the one heading up the peace talks, right? She's there to protect Ukraine's border. Now, if she does as good a job protecting Ukraine's border as she did protecting our southern border, Ukraine's about ready to get more Mexicans and watermelons than they know what to do with.
Probably.
You know.
I mean, Biden is treading on very dangerous ground here because of all the information Zelensky has on him. If I was Biden, he should have never butt into this thing. This isn't our fight because Ukraine is not part of NATO. No, we don't want to see Ukraine overrun. Absolutely. But Putin right now is asking just for two or three things. One, more representatives in the Ukraine government, and a promise from NATO. Remember, anyone can apply to join NATO, but NATO doesn't have to take them, that Ukraine will never become a part of NATO. Now, in a way, I understand it, because here it is, then he would have all of NATO, basically, you know, if one is at war, the others go in.
Right.
He would have all of NATO sitting on his doorstep. So in a convoluted kind of way, I understand what he's trying to do. But Biden is egging this whole situation on. If Biden hadn't butt in, I bet this thing would have been settled by now. There would have been more Russian representatives in the government, and okay, we're not going to join NATO. We would have at least bought time.
Well, I mean, look, here's part of the story when you get right down to it, right? If Putin doesn't like having NATO on his doorstep because he fears having NATO on his doorstep, the easiest way to avoid any conflict is not to have a conflict with a NATO country, okay? But more to the point, NATO is kind of a nutless wonder. I mean, they're almost as useless as the United Nations.
Yes. Well, you know also why NATO's going along with Biden, because remember, we carry the biggest monetary load of NATO by far. If they don't do what Biden, or what we should say, what Obama tells them to do, they'll cut their purse strings. And then what happens? Then that leaves open access for Putin to go right into Europe.
True. I mean, that's all very true. You know, NATO right now, they don't want Ukraine as a member because, and I'm not saying that, you know, there's a whole bunch of NATO countries that are squeaky clean, but in the grand scheme of things, Ukraine is more corrupt than the rest of the NATO nations put together. So they don't want Ukraine and those issues. You know, there's not much chance at all, if any chance at all, that NATO would offer an invitation to Ukraine. So it's kind of pointless when you get down to it.
Apparently, a couple of years ago, there was, after the whole Crimea incident, there was an invitation made, and Ukraine does want to join them. That's a fact. However, like you said, NATO is not all it seems to be. Many times it's left some of its members out to dry. You know, it's not like if Trump was still in control, this wouldn't be happening.
Well, that's a fact. You know, NATO is kind of a toothless dog in Europe. I mean, if it wasn't for the U.S. propping NATO up all these years, NATO would have dissolved a long time ago. I mean, they simply can't afford to do what needs to be done. And if the U.S. ever dropped funding to NATO, and that's where Trump was really putting the pressure on him. You know, Trump, and when he was in the White House, told NATO countries, look, you got to pay your fair share on this deal, because we're not going to continue to pour the money into this thing if you guys aren't. Right. You know, and that's the way you got to treat NATO. And no president before Trump ever treated NATO the way they should have been treated and said, look, you guys got to pony up here and put some money in the kitty, because we're not going to keep supporting you if you're not going to support yourselves.
Exactly. And that's what the whole crux of this is. That's why NATO is like bending over backwards to side with Biden on this. All NATO has to say publicly, Ukraine, we'll do the best we can because you are an ally, but you cannot join NATO. We cannot risk a whole conflict in Europe because of you, but we'll do the best we can. That would be it. It would be over. Putin would do his little drill and everybody would go back. That's his main concern, that Ukraine does not become part of NATO.
Can I flog the obvious dead horse here?
Sure.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say Putin does a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Okay, I don't think it's going to happen, but let's say for the sake of argument he does. Okay. Now, his big thing is he doesn't want NATO on his doorstep, right? So if he invades Ukraine and takes over Ukraine, guess what? He's put himself on NATO's doorstep. Isn't that kind of the obvious dead horse to be flogged here?
That's very true. But NATO's not, for some reason, Biden / Obama is not seeing it that way. In their eyes, they'll do everything to protect Ukraine because they need the protection of Ukraine for all their dirty dealings.
Right.
They're going to sing. Is either Zelensky or one of the other officials that was involved at that whole time that Obama and Biden were pulling the shenanigans with Ukraine and Burisma and all that, they're going to sing like canaries.
Right.
If they were ever threatened. so that, you know, Biden, oh, yes, we're going to protect you. We're going to give you this, this, this. Now here's another $1 billion. Keep your mouth shut. I mean, it's a strange situation there because the western part of Ukraine are Russian. Their loyalties are to Russia. The other areas, no, but there's mixed people in both areas. You're kind of fighting more like a civil war there than anything else.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, I mean, if you look at the map, okay, and you look at Europe and you look at where Ukraine sits,
mm-hmm.
okay, if Russia takes Ukraine, Poland is on the Ukraine border. That's a NATO nation. Romania is on the border. That is also a NATO nation.
It is now, yeah.
You know, so if Putin does it, I mean, if he actually does it, well, then he's got NATO, he'll be moving on to NATO's doorstep. Hungary shares a little bit of border with Ukraine. They're a NATO nation. You know, who else? I'm trying to think who else is there. Slovenia. Slovenia has a little bit of the border, shares a little bit of border with Ukraine, and they're a NATO nation.
Estonia. Not with Ukraine, but they're right next to Belarus.
Right. Well, Belarus is not a NATO nation.
Right. They're more aligned with Russia.
Right. But Hungary is, and Slovakia is, and Romania is, and Poland is. They're, you know, those are the ones that share the border with Ukraine. If Putin takes over Ukraine, instead of NATO coming to his doorstep, he's going to NATO's doorstep.
But the funny thing is, those are countries that did belong. They were Russian satellites before the Soviet Union fell.
Right, right. Back in the day, yeah.
Right. He would try then to get them back. But then again, there's NATO. Would we, as the United States, would we risk getting involved in another European world war?
Yeah, see, that's the question that really needs to be asked.
Exactly. This really is, I understand, you know, you got to keep the people free and they want freedom and all that. But in a way, this isn't our war.
No, it's not.
It's not even a war yet. It's Putin says one thing, Biden says another thing. And the one that really has the most to lose in this is Biden. Because I got news for you. Putin ain't going to shut his mouth either if he gets back into Ukraine.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
It's a very convoluted situation that needs to... It should temper down on its own. NATO should make a public statement. Ukraine, you cannot become a part of NATO. It's over. Why won't NATO do that, though? That's another question.
It's hard to tell.
To keep world peace. You can't become a thing. That's what our adversary wants. It's not that drastic of a thing to ask. You're like the stopgap to prevent a third world war. So we are not going to, you know, allow you into the organization. Is that really that terrible?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
And no one else is thinking of these things. Seriously, Craig, no one, not one newscaster has brought that up.
That's true. That's true. You know who else shares just a tiny bit of border with Ukraine that's also a NATO country is the Czech Republic.
Yes, Very small piece, but yeah.
Just a tiny little sliver down there. Mm-hmm. But Hungary, Romania, the Czech Republic, Poland, you know, these are all NATO nations, and they're right there. They share the border with Ukraine. And I just, you know, if NATO being too close to Russia is what's irritating, you know, if that's the burr in Putin's saddle, then why would he want Ukraine? Seems to me Ukraine's a buffer.
I think, you know, he probably once had some thoughts of grandeur of getting back all the satellites.
Right.
But I think now what Putin is doing, because remember, he's a chess master playing against a guy that can barely play checkers here.
That's a good point.
I think he does his exercises, goes back, nothing happens. He has totally made a fool of the United States and Biden. You see, we told you from day one we were not invading. You didn't believe us. Look at the United States. They're unreliable, undependable. They make things up. Putin's going to win either way here.
Well, and that's part of what I said in that article that you and I wrote. I said at the end of the day, Putin is going to get the last laugh.
Right.
You know, right. And I still feel that way. I mean, it's a weird thing to say, but I still feel that way, you know, one way or the other. He is going to get the last laugh. And right now, the question is, will he or won't he? And all the information that we're getting, it's a little bit this way, it's a little bit that way. And that's why we're only doing 30 minutes a single segment on tonight's shows, because we're trying to sort this all out just like everybody else is, but we're looking at it from a different standpoint. You know,
right.
we're looking at the bigger picture. It's not just what's happening on the border. It's what is in Putin's mind.
Yeah. Is he just playing a game to discredit the United States? Look, he's going against Biden. I mean, even though Obama is pulling his strings, remember how Obama basically ruled, for lack of a better word. He ruled by making an apology tour for the United States.
Right.
Okay, so you have Biden picking up that slack now, and Putin can see it as his way to become top dog now. United States lied. They lied about me. They lied about an invasion. You can't depend on them. Suddenly, to some of these satellite countries, Russia might not look so bad again.
Well, comparatively, if you're looking for an ally and somebody that will actually do something, yeah, I think you're right. Now, here's something else that Joe Biden said in that whatever it was, that update. It's hard to call it a speech because it really wasn't a speech.
He was just reading off a paper.
Yeah, just reading the teleprompter. But, you know, one of the things that he did say in all of that, that was, and I mean, there was a lot of what he said that was just kind of odd and kind of weird. Some of it was stuff that he was reiterating from a
right.
week ago. You
right.
know, we're not going to put troops on the ground in Ukraine, and we're giving them missiles, and we're giving them money, and, you know, all of that kind of thing. But when he was done and stumbling over all of his questions, because, you know, the answers weren't in the teleprompter for him, one of the reporters said, well, why are you so sure that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine? And Biden's answer was, we have great intelligence sources. My question would have been, at that point, I'd say, I'd like to do a follow-up question. Are these the same intelligence sources that told you could trust the Taliban and that the Taliban would not invade Afghanistan and overrun the capital of Afghanistan for at least another 6 months? Are these the same intelligence sources that are telling you this?
Yeah. They probably are. It's sorry to say, but right now, with this administration and all the lies that have been told all along, we really can't trust our intelligence departments. That's why the information I get, I go directly into Kiev to get it, into Ukraine.
Right. I mean, and that's part of, you know, the reason, again, we're only doing 30 minutes. We only got about 5 minutes left in the show. We're trying to sort this stuff out. Now, you know, there was a time if U.S. intelligence told you something, you could say, okay, you know, and you could, you know, 90-95% believe it. Right now, I think you're lucky if you can 10% believe it.
And that's a very sad commentary, folks. You have to understand that Joe Biden / Obama, in less than a year, really have really destroyed our reputation on the world stage. Well, maybe, right. You know, it's a little more than a year, but they've destroyed our reputation on the world stage. We went from an apology tour to a president who put America and America values first. Now we have an administration that really borders on traitorism. We have an invasion at our border that's getting no attention, but $1 billion of our taxpayer money is going over to protect Ukraine's borders.
Well, but I can tell you why. I can tell you why. Okay,
yeah,
Ukraine,
to keep Biden safe.
Well, that's a big part of it, but Ukraine is an autocracy. Okay, it's not a democracy. They keep telling everybody, "Oh, it's a democracy," but it's not.
It's
an autocracy, and you know, this is what they want for the U.S. So that, you know, the Biden regime, the liberal Marxists in charge of this country right now, they feel a kinship with Ukraine because it's what they want over here. You do what we say or you're going to be in trouble. You know, you look at what Ukraine's been doing over the past couple of years. If you're part of the opposition, if you don't like the way Zelensky is running things, they're shutting you down. They're arresting you. They're shutting off all their social media over there. They're squashing free speech over there. They're doing all the things the liberal Marxists over here are doing.
And you know, part of the problem is the Democrats keep throwing around the word democracy. Most countries, well, not most, but a good percentage of countries are not democracies. They're republics also. And there's a great difference between the two.
Well, yeah, democracy is mob rule.
Exactly.
You know,
and this administration just doesn't get it.
Oh, they get it. They understand that. Believe me, they understand that. But you see, that's what they want. They want mob rule. And they see themselves as the mob. All right? That's why they keep referring to our country as a democracy, because, if they referred to this as a constitutional republic, which it is, they wouldn't be able to rule by mob force.
No. Remember, our founders and framers specifically did not want a democracy because they knew it was mob rule. They wanted a constitutional representative republic.
Well, they're pretty smart.
That's what we are, folks. And no matter how the Democrats want to twist it, we ain't a democracy.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. Now, one thing Biden said, we only got about 35 seconds left here. One of the things Biden said today is they've got some high-level meetings planned for the 24th. But he said, you know, the invasion could happen any day. Well, come on.
Yeah. You know what Biden reminds me of? You know the old story about the boy who cried wolf?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Biden's doing. He's crying wolf. Putin's not a stupid man. He's not going to start World War III over Ukraine, but he will make a fool of Biden.
Well, if Putin does nothing, Biden will claim credit for Putin doing nothing.
And everybody will laugh.
It'll be the biggest victory Biden's had since he beat Corn Pop in the parking lot of a swimming pool.
Nobody's going to believe that Biden had anything to do with tempering this down.
No.
I think Putin all along, his goal was to make a fool out of Biden.
Well, it was, and it remains so. But the mainstream media, the liberal propagandist media, they'll buy into it. They'll champion Biden for doing it, and you know they will. My final question before we sign off tonight, is there any chance that we can get Germany to keep Kamala Harris?
Oh, my God, I hope so.
Just the thought.
Oh, that would be the greatest, right?
Just a thought. But, Diane, we're out of time. We got to get back to monitoring the situation.
Yes. Yeah, and I've got some things in Ukraine on hold here. So, yes, we do. So, nighty-night. We'll be back Tuesday, regular show, and we will have full updates on this.
We'll let you know what happens, folks. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday.